Arizona State University has been offering a new class this semester on artificial intelligence. The instructor, will.i.am of the Black Eyed Peas. NPR's Chloe Veltman explores how the artist morphed from creating pop music that embraces the promise of technology, teaching about tech itself.
The Black Eyed Peas spoke to a generation in the aughts with tracks like I Got a Feeling. Lately, though, co-founder will.i.am has been speaking to a new generation, quite literally, with his weekly classes on the theme of agentic AI. will.i.am's 80 or so students either beamed in on screens from Arizona State's main campus,
what's up, Tempe?
Or right there with him at the lecture theatre he built as part of his business complex in Los Angeles,
what's up, LA?
Are tasked individually with building an AI agent for themselves. That's a software system that can perform tasks autonomously without requiring a human prompt. Sounding more like a motivational coach than a college professor, will.i.am aims to equip his students for an employment marketplace that's being reshaped by technology.
You are a company, Dave. You're not just like a creative dude. You're a company. Claudia, Karen.
Some people might think what he's talking about might be weird.
Luke Azariah is among will.i.am's students.
But this guy is like future-proofing a lot of us.
In an interview with NPR, will.i.am says humans can't hope to compete with AI unless they are hyper-creative.
It's the greatest time to dream and materialize concepts that haven't been materialized.
Realizing wild ideas with tech is basically what he's been up to for most of his life. Born William Adams in 1975 in a working-class Los Angeles neighborhood, will.i.am says he was 12 years old and experimenting with stage names.
Will Chill was my first rap name.
When he took his sister's Barbie and the Rockers cassette tape,
Barbie and the Rockers,
recorded his own rap loops over it,
and back to my thing, I'm whooping ting, and there's a boom booming and a bum bum fling,
and then played the mix back through his sister's cassette tape powered animatronic Teddy Ruxpin toy bear. will.i.am says there's a direct link between this early experiment and his new AI agent that animates a teddy bear. At this year's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, it bust out some rhymes.
CES floor, lights flashing bright, AI busting moves, futures in sight.
will.i.am is clear this agent is not a toy, but he says the cute exterior helps to humanize AI. Will it take off? Too early to tell, but the man seems to have a knack for predicting the technological innovations most likely to go. Take AI music. It's become big news over the past couple of years, but will.i.am was playing around with it way back in 2010.
I just type in the lyrics, and then this thing sings it, says it, raps it, talks it. This is it.
This comes from the music video for the Black Eyed Peas song I'ma Be Rockin' That Body. Bandmate Fergie's upset.
I mean, it takes the soul out of it.
No, you can still go to the studio. It could be, go to the studio and check out what the machine does.
Yeah, but it's not real, Will.
It is real.
We're not robots.
Today, the cultural backlash against AI and AI music is widespread. So will.i.am devotes a lot of time in his Arizona State class to discussing ethics and accountability. A video warns of the risks.
You've seen how corporate agents are used. You've seen what happens with no guardrails.
Yet will.i.am has also embraced corporate tech. He's an investor in AI companies like Anthropic and OpenAI and has partnered with Apple and NVIDIA. Tech journalist Brian Merchant says it's hard to reconcile these seemingly competing interests.
That line between passion for technology, passion for the idea that it could make people's lives better, and just expanding his market portfolio and his salience as a pop cultural icon gets pretty blurry in there. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he's not genuine in his goal to try to figure out a way to get AI to work.
Alongside all this, will.i.am's music career is still going. The Black Eyed Peas are heading out on an overseas tour in June.
The joys of making music and singing on stage, we'll always do that.
But he seems more focused these days on his entrepreneurial and educational pursuits. Among other projects, he's developing a car with an AI agent. And he says he's hoping to teach a second semester at Arizona State. Chloe Veltman, NPR News, Los Angeles.